This is about the trial against the minister Mambayan. That one, Sonko has been condemned for 6 months and 200 million CFA francs, which is around $400,000 he should pay to Minister Mainyan. And what he has done with his lawyers is just to go now to the Supreme Court to try to get another judgment. That's what's happening for the time being. However, what is now on stake is that normally tomorrow we'll start a new trial against Ousmane Sonko again. That one is a crime because they're accusing him of raping and threatening with violence that lady. And that trial will start tomorrow morning, normally.
Why does he feel the need to get a second opinion?
Well, I think that's something normal. I mean, he had a first judgment, which is against him, and then he went now to the second judgment, and now he will go to the Supreme Court. I mean, there is nothing extraordinary about that. It's something that people usually do here. We go to the end of the justice system of Senegal.
You talk about the appearance in court on Tuesday. This, you say, is about the rape case. Did I hear that his supporters were protesting?
Yes, of course. That one is probably more serious in terms of charge because it's a crime. So Sonko has said last week that he would start some kind to disobey to the justice system because he always said that that was a plot coming from President Macky Sall and his regime. He will not accept the justice in that condition. And he said that he will start to disobey to the justice system. And I think that's what they start. And this morning we have protests in some cities like Ziguinchor, who is the mayor of Ziguinchor in South Senegal. In some part of Dakar, there are protests coming in.
So what is going to happen on Tuesday when he goes to court, when the trial starts?
I don't think that Sonko will go to court unless the government forces him to do that. I don't think that he will go. From what he has said, he will not go because he said that he will disobey. And now we'll see what will happen tomorrow morning. If the government or the justice system or the defense force will be able to catch him and bring him by force in the court.
To what degree are all these related to what's happening about the election coming up?
Of course, all these things are related to the facts, the simple facts that Macky Sall, after two mandates, want to run for the third mandate. All the problems of Senegal are coming from this idea. I don't know where Macky Sall has got that idea because he was here in 2011 with me and other people. We were saying that President Abdoulaye Wade did not have the right to have a second term. He did not have to run for the second term. We were together, and it was quite clear for everybody in the political class of Senegal that no one in Senegal has the right to run for the third term. And then Macky Sall has a chance to become president in 2012, and he has the first mandate until 2019, and now he's in the second term, which will finish in 2024. That's finished for him. And he wants to run for the third term. That's why he's organizing all this system, which may destabilize the political system and even the society of Senegal.
Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you very much again.